want to be louder. Doesn't help anything.
Hey, welcome to Hobby Hard.
Yarr.
Oh, woo woo.
A woo woo.
Oh, woo woo. Can I get a woo woo, Dylan? Woo woo.
That's a good one.
That's how you got to do it.
Family.
Family. Family.
So if you couldn't tell.
Hobby hard.
This,
Hobby hard.
Good one.
There you go.
Good one.
Promoting.
If you couldn't tell, we're talking about Juggalos this week.
Woo woo.
And for people that don't know what a Juggalo is, what is that?
I think Dylan can give us a pretty good definition.
I'm the one that's going to give the definition. Juggalos are a family of ICP fanatics. They're not just fans of ICP. They're people that actually legitimately come together and attempt to take care of each other.
They're super fans.
And ICP is an insane clown posse.
It's a crappy rap, metal, bullshit, violent thing. Band.
Yep. It's not a very good band, but these two people, what is it? Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J.
That's right.
Those three guys?
That was a trivia question last week. I got it wrong.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
Well, it was a bonus question, so like you had to run up, you had to scribble it on a piece of paper and run it up real quick.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was Shaggy 2 Dope.
Shaggy
I thought it was
dope.
Just Violent J and Shaggy, so that's what I wrote.
Oh gosh.
It's
you know
totally
what?
Wrong.
You it would be hard for you to become a gigolo? No, a juggalo.
Juggalo.
Juggalo, not gigolo.
That's a entirely different topic.
Yeah. Very different.
So Rob,
we spoke in unison for a second.
That is an entirely different
topic.
Yeah. not a gigolo. That's Rob Schneider only. But
Bigelow.
Damn it, how did we get back to him?
I don't know. I think Rob Schneider actually is an underlying theme in my life that I think about a lot.
He's been in so many great movies, it's easy to draw comparisons.
Well, it's probably because his TV show, Rob, is on TV all the time.
Finally, it's actually, I've been seeing the previews for the longest time, but actually I made a comparison the other night when watching the SAG Awards, comparing Steve Buscemi and Rob Schneider's career.
Okay.
Listen, just hear me out. So then, like, Buscemi...
I can make a comparison.
So Buscemi and Rob Schneider always played the really weird characters.
Mm-hmm. In Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. But Buscemi has the career that Rob Schneider never had because he took off and actually became, like, you know, like a semi-serious actor, even though he still played, like, really goofy roles and different things, but...
Was he not sort of established dramatically before the Adam Sandler cameos?
I mean, Con Air was around.
Yeah.
But not really. Well, actually, no, he was pretty serious in that, and that was...
Because he's pretty old. I bet he had been acting for a while.
Yeah. But he's probably not that much older than Rob Schneider, honestly.
Rob Schneider's probably, what, 40 at
the
most?
I'm just trying to think of the earliest...
I bet he's older than that, bro.
But no older than like 45.
How old do you think Buscemi is?
He's probably almost 60.
Steve Buscemi,
does he just look that bad?
He just looks terrible.
Yeah, I don't think he's that old.
He's got to be at least 50.
I mean, yeah, I think he's at least 50.
He's
anyway,
in his 50s. He also used to be a fireman. If you guys didn't know, he was a fireman before he was an actor. He was a New
really.
York, he was a
so
New
maybe
York,
maybe
he was
you're
a
right.
New York City fireman.
Maybe
oh,
he
yeah.
Did have a late start in his
well,
acting career.
The first thing that I can think of, I don't know if it's necessarily the first movie he was in, but the first thing I can think of is him being in his Reservoir Dogs.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
And that
so
was
maybe
what,
he was
90s. No. 90.
That was probably
92, 93.
Okay. Yeah, 19.
Right. That was.
But Billy Madison was probably around that time too.
Billy Madison was closer to like 95.
Oh, it was like 94
okay.
probably.
So I don't know. Well, none of that really matters.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, ICP, Insane Clown Posse, Juggalos, super fan. Man, my S's sound really whistly right now.
So yeah, we all watched this movie. You didn't see the ending, Porter?
No, I didn't see the ending.
But you just kind of saw it.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it. I got basically the meat.
Because I just wrapped it up.
Yeah, we watched about.
But yeah,
15
there's
minutes of it.
There's this movie we posted to Twitter called American Juggalo, and it's. I was expecting sort of a short doc, but it's real. I mean, and it is, but it's really not telling any sort of. Story. It's just a lot of footage and interviews with people at the Gathering of the Juggalos, which is this huge Juggalo festival.
Right, it's a documentary of the Gathering of the Juggalos.
But I like the way they did it because it speaks for itself.
Well, I mean, I don't think you need like
as most good documentaries.
Well, I'm just
do.
Thinking. Well, because the last documentary we saw was Winnebago Man,
right.
And that was like very structured, and it was actually too structured because the filmmaker was like very adamant on certain things happening that the.
Right.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Well, I think the difference between...
It's basically a filmmaker, a young filmmaker from Austin bothering an old man for half an hour or an hour and a half.
Oh, really?
It kind of is that, but I mean, the main difference between that movie and this is that, you know, in order to make any sort of point in, like, Winnebago Man, there actually needs to be backstory. I mean, you don't need a backstory of Juggalos. Like, you know, what are Juggalos? They are super fans of the Insane Clown Posse. I don't really need an
oral history. Yeah, they're pretty simple people.
I don't need an oral history of how this group came along, and I don't need an oral history about how these two guys have basically conned millions of people into paying entirely too much money.
I kind of wanted that, but I still enjoyed what I watched. Yeah.
I'm much more fascinated by the people themselves and their interactions with each other and how they treat each other and how, you know, what they do. Like, I don't know, just their existences.
They have a very defined philosophy that it is definitely contradictory of itself. And I thought it was really interesting because, like, they're all about family and love and acceptance and tolerance because I think that comes from before joining with other Juggalos, like, they felt like outcasts and so they feel a lot of anger towards having the experience of not being accepted, and so that's why they preach that a lot, but also because they've been outcasts, they're very violent, and the Insane Clown Posse's lyrics are violent. And they're obsessed with violence and drugs.
What's so ironic. I mean, that is really the most ironic thing about that entire video, though, is that they sit around in every single interview, just about every single one of them in the video, no matter how stoned they are on, you know, whatever their drug of choice is or how sober they are, every single one of them, you know, preaches, like, family and togetherness and all that shit. But then at the same time at their little festival, then they, you know, pelt Tila Tequila with that stuff on stage. Like, they literally threw human feces at her while she was on stage.
They could have killed her if she didn't go off stage.
Right, exactly. If Tom Green, of all people, didn't distract them, you know, from throwing shit at her, then it would have... she literally could have died. Like, she got absolutely destroyed by that. And it's not, like, to say that she's a good person or anything like that. But at the same time...
She doesn't deserve to be stoned to death.
Nobody deserves to be stoned to death. And, you know, especially by a group of people that do nothing but preach...
Is your mic on?
About having a family.
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, okay.
Like... It's just an incredibly ironic thing.
I haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm just sitting on the sidelines over here. Well, you guys are sitting here just taking it. Just
I think Dylan and I have more of a background knowing about Juggalos.
Yeah,
we kind of joked about them for a while.
And give some background on the whole tequila thing and then the whole...
Okay. Well, one thing I was going to say is that if you've never seen a Juggalo, they dress to look like the people in the band Insane Clown Posse, which is they have, like, scary clown makeup, black and white clown makeup. They spike their hair, do weird little tight braids with their hair. They're covered in tattoos and piercings.
Yeah.
and that kind of thing. And that's why other people look at them as freaks and outsiders and outcasts or whatever.
And as a podcast that's about freaks and geeks and
wannabes and weirdos.
Yeah. This fits in pretty well.
Hell yeah.
And
this is pretty much gold.
You know, but yeah, I mean, the documentary was interesting. I don't know, it was just, yeah, so basically they just go to, like, a big field for, like, 4 days. Is that how long it is?
Right. Well, we're talking about Tila Tequila, and that was at the Gathering of the Juggalos, which is this big festival they have, and I guess it's basically...
That was the year before when the video takes place.
Oh, okay.
So that was during that year?
No,
the year before.
This video came out about the most recent Gathering of the Juggalos. Like, it came out like a month or so afterwards, and the tequila thing was the year before that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'm sure they took some measures to make sure.
And why were they eating Tila Tequila?
Violent.
I don't know. Do you remember if, like, she did anything, or didn't she just show up on stage?
Well, she has a musical career,
right?
And so she. I mean, and so, yeah, the Gathering of the Juggalos, as you might expect, besides, like, Insane Clown Posse, they have a sort of a strange lineup of performers, like sort of washed-up comedians like Tom Green, and I think maybe Doug Benson. He's not washed up, but I think I remember him saying
he's been on every big stoner festival.
Yeah, that's true. It's a stoner thing. Oh no, it was Brian Posehn. That's who it is.
Oh,
because
okay, yeah. Brian Posehn was that.
Yeah,
guy.
He performed at the Gathering right after he quit smoking weed, and so he got booed really hard because he talked about that. And but yeah, I'm sure that's why they booked him in the first place.
Well, it just makes it. I mean, that's like another, like, a little ironic thing about that, because, like, so many of them talk about being. you know, straight edge, you know, and that's like a main thing. Like, oh, you know, I don't do drugs. I don't do anything. It's like half of the people in this are talking about. But then, you know, this guy goes up and starts doing comedy and he's getting booed because he's making jokes about quitting weed.
Also, I liked the parts in the movie where the straight edge people were talking about how, like, they were just so surprised and overwhelmed at the acceptance they received as being straight edge. Like, when anywhere else, like, that's totally fine. You're going to be accepted for not, like, getting drunk and doing drugs.
I mean, you would assume so.
That's not something that people typically get, like...
You don't get drunk. Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to smoke this PCP. I want nothing to do with you.
You're not going to huff whippets out of a balloon?
That is probably, actually, talking about specific scenes in this thing.
Yeah, a lot of interesting scenes.
That scene was great. People think we're stupid, but we're not. Huff.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, whippets are going to be going all night long.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, you actually are getting retarded right now.
He's the guy that he's sitting there and he's talking about, you know, doing whippets all day and all night. And then he sits there. He's like, people think we're stupid. We're not. And he fucking fills up a balloon with the whippet and he does it. And then he sits there and he's got a huge belly and he's got a huge tattoo that says Juggalo for life around his belly button. And then he just leans over. This huge belly just goes over his belt and he picks up an American flag Budweiser and he just calmly starts drinking it. And then right as he does that, his buddy says, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. Walking around my fucking Hatchet Man tattoo. What the fuck you doing, bitch? And that's literally what happens in this scene. And I think it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
In that same scene where they said,
it ends after that.
The same scene where they're saying, with people think we're stupid, we're not. One of their friends says, I've quit so many jobs to come to the gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah, exactly. If you won't give me the second weekend in August off, I quit. Like, that's literally what she says. Yeah. It's just
and they all have tattoos like that say Juggalo. Like, where did the term Juggalo come from? That's what I'm interested in.
It came from a lyric in one of their songs, and obviously it's a play on Juggalo.
So does, like, ICP support the Juggalos? Like,
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, they created the term, and another person who's played at the gathering is Coolio.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
nice.
And he got a Juggalo tattoo, and he spelled Juggalo wrong. He spelled it with 1G. Oh, yeah, so ICP is from Detroit, right?
Yeah.
And
Rock
so,
City! Shout out to Detroit. Shout out to Adrian, too.
Yeah, Adrian. Definitely. Yeah. Wow, 12 minutes in, the shout-outs come out. Sort of because they're from Detroit, and the Faygo Soda Company is from Detroit.
A lot of Faygo in the
Juggalos drink Faygo exclusively. Faygo products, including the Mountain Dew knockoff Moon Mist.
Ooh, Moon Mist.
If you may have noticed, the beer bong was made out of a Moon Mist bottle.
I did not notice that.
I caught that.
Man, the people in this documentary just are, I mean, it really can't say enough. Like, these people are just, it was just kind of eye-opening that, like, these people, and then, like, it was also funny that they were, like, I saw at one point in one scene, I'm actually just stumbling around my words right now.
We're waiting.
But in one scene, they were, like, getting really defensive. It was like, yeah, we have jobs and we work and, like, and stuff. And it's like, okay, you're normal. That's normal.
Yeah, they're all so very, like, why are you? They're all defensive about things that, that you know, I don't know, are pretty.
And it's like all white people too. Like, I mean, there's a couple of black people, but, like, it's all these, like, white dudes.
There was as many
black
people as there was naked people.
There's a lot of naked
there actually were. Yes, you're right. Yeah, but I'm not surprised that these are people getting defensive about things like that. Because, I mean, like, a lot of the people in this documentary, you know, they do have really ridiculous tattoos or, like, huge gauges or just, like, you know, ridiculous haircuts. These are people that you look at on the street every now and then. And they're just like, what is this person doing? Like, who is this person?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not surprised that, like, at points throughout this thing.
It's a crazy hobby. It's definitely a crazy hobby.
I mean, they do, you know, I'm just going to say it. I very often think these people look foolish.
Oh, yeah, I definitely thought that. Once I got into the movie and was sort of a part of it, I did have a sort of appreciation, like, seeing all of them together and interacting with one another. But, yeah, like, when you see them, it's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
But that's why...
But I respect them for it, but I'll never understand
it. At the same time, that's why it's not surprising that they get defensive about this, because you do look at a lot... Like, you know, people do look at these people and just say, like, this person doesn't have a fucking job. Who would hire this person? This person's obviously an idiot or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I love when the guy who's talking about how I've met so many people... who have, like, really good jobs, like the brain surgeon who was on acid.
Yeah.
And he goes, man, I want to be a doctor and shit.
I also really really like the guy who's just drinking a Bud Heavy, and he's got a bunch of fireworks, and he goes, "We got alcohol, we got explosives.
Not even fireworks, explosives.
We got alcohol, we got explosives. We're just going to be drinking and blowing shit up all night." And then he just calmly just puts his beer down, blows something, like throws an explosive, throws it into a field, blows it up. It literally shakes the ground. Then he goes, "Well, I don't ever get scared. It just scared the shit out of me."
Yeah, there's a few times when the Juggalo is like listed off of a list of like ridiculous things, and like, "That's all I need, like the beer and explosives." Yeah. And then another person goes, "You got titties and weed and fast food, and that's all I need."
You know what's also excellent about that is that guy's wearing an Alabama t-shirt.
Oh, damn it. I forgot it was that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Roll Tide.
Wasn't even like, he didn't have makeup or tattoos or piercings or weird hair. He was just wearing a Bama shirt.
It was a party, so he just showed up.
And then there's like,
I heard there was beers.
I heard there's titties and weed around here.
I heard you got the Coors Lights.
I want to drink one of them Coors Lights. That actually sounds like the Colorado guy in the commercial.
Oh, and for some
reason,
rolled
up next to the bar, drinking ice cold Coors with your friends.
The banquet beer.
I wish I had a banquet
Throw
beer
a few
right now.
Back with your friends in the bar. We're talking about Coors Banquet Beer Draft.
Tap the Rockies.
You guys do an excellent impersonation.
Swimming in the Rockies.
That's my Sam Elliott.
It's just like, it's such a weird hobby to me too. It's like, I can understand getting obsessed with a band and stuff, but like getting obsessed with a band to where like you have this just like,
if 311 had like a cult, would you be a part of it?
No.
Would you have ever gone to their gathering at some point in your life?
They actually did, gone
to their gathering.
I've been to like 311 day before, and it's kind of the same thing, but it's like, it is pretty crazy. I guess the similarities in that thing or that people get like tattoos like for the band, like a lot of people have like 311 tattoos. People have like a lot of band tattoos, but like, yeah, they do that. People like really feel like a sense of community like within that. But I mean, they don't like paint themselves, and like they aren't ridiculously out of shape. Like everyone that was there,
yeah, there was a lot,
like
of
a lot of the
311
fans there are like
very big.
They're mainly like people that are in shape. I would say that. Like, I mean, a lot of people that are at this, like, we're just really out of shape and like just really unhealthy, and like, I don't know, it was just sad to see at times, just because it's like,
it's because there's no Diet Faygo.
There's no Diet Faygo.
Everybody's addicted to Faygo because it's got Shaggy 2, Dope, and Violent J telling them to bathe in it. Because
like you can be obsessed with the fan and do that, or obsessed with the band and do that, but you go to like to an outdoor festival and then like everyone's talking about like all the drugs and stuff, and like everyone there seems like they have some like issues with just being accepted like socially and stuff, and so maybe this is their outing, but it's still like, I mean, like the LARPers and stuff, like they probably have like issues being accepted like socially, but they don't like go out and like just destroy the shit out of their bodies.
But they sort of true. But the LARPers, I appreciate them because they understand the difference between a costume and what you should wear to work.
There's also that
for sure.
And I feel like Juggalos really try to just bring this everywhere, and like, and I guess it's like, it's too bad that we can't wear or look like whatever we want at all times.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I do the same. We all have to do the same thing. You dress for the occasion, that kind of thing.
Right.
And yeah,
just like haven't accepted it's like society basically, or like life.
They really just rejected society.
Have either of you guys ever known?
So they just created their own.
Created their own society.
It's really fascinating.
Have either one of you ever known a Juggalo at any point in your life?
Not personally, no. I've definitely seen them. Maybe talked to.
I don't think I've seen anyone.
I used to work with one.
Oh, really?
You know, no. I don't think I've ever talked to, or I've just seen them. Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna be. I worked with one when I was.
Are you a Juggalo?
Secretly, yes.
Actually, I want to hear this because I wonder what kind of perspective you got there, Dylan.
I've got to
tell us the perspective.
And after that, we'll start a riveting round of categories.
Well, anyway, I worked at Kmart for 3.5 years.
Which Kmart?
It's Southbury, Connecticut.
Nice.
It's off Main Street, Southbury, Connecticut. Shout out to Kmart, I guess. Terrible place.
You can't give like a half-hearted shout out, dude.
Well, you just kind of walled me into it.
Blue Light Special.
Yeah.
Go drink a banquet.
I would love to drink a banquet beer. I love the banquet beer. Anyway, so I worked at this place for 3.5 years between high school when I was 16 and my freshman year of college. And one of the kids I worked with at one point in my life was a Juggalo when I was in high school. This kid, he was a cashier. I forget what his name was. This was a long time ago. But you know what? He was a very nice, he was a really nice kid. And I was just very fascinated by the fact that he was a juggalo. And we used to talk about horror movies a lot. So I'm a big fan of horror movies, and this kid was an even bigger one than I was, and he used to watch every like ridiculous B-horror movie ever, and he would just, we'd have long conversations about these things, and every now and then it would come up that, because this kid legitimately, like, he had one of those Hatchet Man chains, and he legitimately wore it to work, and, like, you know, he wore Janko jeans and all this stuff, and it was just, you know, it's just like one of those things where everyone's just kind of like, you look kind of like an idiot guy, but he was a super, super nice kid, and he, you know, I think he smoked cigarettes, but he, like, didn't drink or anything. Like, he was, like, one of the few kids that I met when I was growing up that had no fascination with drugs or anything, and I was just kind of blown away by that, and how, you know, he liked his terrible music, but, you know, he never, like, tried to throw it down anybody's throat or anything.
Right.
I guess the main difference between him and these kids in these movies is, like, you know, obviously the difference is these people are at this gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have felt more oh, talking about it, a little bit.
Exactly. I mean, like, but, you know, this guy.
He was a good kid, though.
He was a very nice guy. I also was asked if I was going to the gathering of the Juggalos in Austin once. I was mistaken for a Juggalo, which is very interesting in and of itself.
What were you wearing?
What do I wear every day? I wear jeans, either a band t-shirt or a plaid shirt and a hoodie. This is what I was wearing. I was on the bus going to South by Southwest.
Was it your Andrew WK shirt?
No, I didn't even have that yet.
Well, you don't remember specifically what you were wearing?
I was wearing a t-shirt I don't remember. I was definitely wearing a hoodie, jeans, and either a plaid t-shirt or a plaid shirt or a t-shirt. It was one of those two things, and I did not have my Andrew WK shirt yet. So therefore, it couldn't have been that. Anyway, I was literally on the bus with two friends of mine going to South by Southwest, and there was a Juggalo on the bus.
Shout out to South by.
Because there was a mini gathering in Austin.
Yeah. I don't know. It happens. This kid says it happens every Thursday or something like that.
Every Thursday?
I thought it was just like during South by.
No.
Every Thursday.
No, I'm not kidding about this. The guy, because it's
a
guy.
We should have.
They're accepting.
This was 2 years ago, so I don't know if it still happens.
Family.
Anyway, so. This guy, he shaves his eyebrows, and instead of eyebrows, he has lightning bolts tattooed over his eyes.
Clearly.
And sounds like a winner.
He lives over by a friend of ours, and he apparently walks around with a big snake outside all the time. Anyway, I was on the bus, and the guy, was just minding my own business, and the guy looks over, and he just taps me on the shoulder real violently, and I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And he goes, going to the gathering? And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, the gathering. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, gathering of the Juggalos, man. You're going to the gathering of the Juggalos. It's like, no, I'm not going to that at all. Happens every Thursday up in the park, bro. You know,
maybe he just wanted to recruit.
I guess.
Happens in the park, bro.
You look like an approachable guy. Well, anyway, let's get some categories going.
Let's get them rocking.
Look like a hipster idiot. I don't know what made this guy think that.
That's a good song.
Number one.
All right, so whose turn is it?
Mine. I lost
again.
Yeah, Porter lost last.
Wait, is that three in a row?
Two.
No, it's two.
Just two.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've
actually. Yeah, because last week you were like.
Did you win a pass?
No, we have. No one's won a pass yet.
Oh, okay.
Won a pass.
Like, did you finish the episode without saying wrestling, or was it wrestling?
Oh
no, it was
jam bands.
Jam bands. Did you finish?
No,
he definitely did it.
Yeah.
We should pay more attention.
Yeah, no.
I did pay attention. He definitely did it.
Tweet at us if you hear someone saying it.
Hear me talking to you now.
We don't pay attention that well.
All right, yeah. So since this is a festival that goes on in the summer, I'm going to choose summer festivals.
What?
Summer music.
What about just music festivals?
Summer.
No, it's your category. It's
summer music festivals from May until August.
God, I don't know.
May to August, summer music festivals.
Do you know that many?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I'm starting, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
May 1st until August 31st.
Okay, Bonnaroo.
Coachella.
Oh, man. No, Newport Folk Festival.
Lollapalooza.
That's in the summer? I think it's like September.
That's in August.
Okay.
It's in the summer.
You said August?
Yeah, August 31st.
Okay. Sasquatch.
Hangout.
Pitchfork.
Outside Lands?
It's in August.
Yes.
Memphis in May?
That is in May.
Oh. I know, so it fits.
Oh, what about Bamboozle?
Is that one of them?
Yes.
Is that in the summer?
I think so.
Do you know?
Let's go with it. I think you're right.
Let's roll with it.
Roll
with
Jazz it. Fest.
Oh, nice. Hard Rock. Hard Rock Cafe Festival.
Ooh, where's that?
Hard Rock Cafe Festival.
It's actually a worldwide
festival.
Is
that all over the world?
Yeah, it's all over the world.
Location?
On June 1st.
Now that sounds like a good time. Brought to you by Hard Rock.
Sounds excellent.
Does that count as my guess?
No.
No, go ahead.
What does it count as? It counts as a wrong guess. If you want, do you
no,
want it?
No, no, no.
Oh, you're saying you... Oh,
I don't
okay.
want that
No, it doesn't have to,
okay.
if you can come
he's
up with something.
He's just stolid. Stolid for time over here.
Wait, is Coachella really in the summer?
You're Yosef Stalin
right now.
No, actually,
right Coachella now. Isn't. Coachella's in April.
Yeah, it's
God
in April.
Damn it.
That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so oh, you're out of here.
Is it really in April?
Yeah, yes. It's in April.
Yes, a friend of ours recently told me one
week
couldn't
come visit. Was that like the second thing you... First thing
that was the first thing
that was the
first
thing
he said. Oh, my God. Washed up thing in category.
All right.
Well, retroactively,
all right,
you
now
lose.
You are winning the losing.
Good job,
Sam. Let's get that theme song going. Or not the theme song, but the categories. Categories. Theme. So I can't say the J word anymore.
Is Warped Tour in the summer? No one said Warped Tour.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's a good one. That's
oh,
all
that was totally
summer
my next
long.
One, too. Boom.
But all the other ones
what's
I said,
my age again? What's my age again?
No, now it sounds like a really whiny techno.
What's my...
Yeah, because everything is really whiny techno these days. Avicii, get the fuck yeah. out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah. I miss you. Yeah.
All right, this is really annoying.
I miss you.
Please stop.
Yeah. Is that an Incubus song?
No, that was just a whiny guy.
Oh.
I could sing
really
the Incubus song if I was trying. I'm not going to do that, though.
Sorry, I don't know.
You're a drummer. Shouldn't you be able to beatbox a little better than that? That's not very good.
John Donegan can rap over that beat. Detective John Donegan could do it.
Yeah, so back to the Juggalo. The
that
gathering
really
the Juggalos.
Wasn't any better
yeah,
than
it was,
what he was doing.
Yeah, I thought it was, but
it was pretty
once I heard it in the headphones, I realized I'm terrible.
We should do a round of weird facts. We haven't done that in a while.
Ooh, weird fact. Oh, shit. Weird fact.
Do any of us have weird facts?
I have one.
Sam, start us off.
Okay, so...
Wait, is this Sam's crazy corner, or is this weird facts?
This is... Well, no, this is not. I don't really have anything that crazy because it's already like the gathering of the Juggalos is already pretty crazy in general.
Yeah, so we don't need to do a crazy corner.
And
which I just coined, by the way.
Crazy corner, I like that. Seriously, we need to do that. Like, we've been slacking off in like the things that
it's a crazy corner,
a crazy times, baby.
Crazy
give me those
corner.
Crazy corners.
Crazy corner.
All right, yeah. No, seriously. Weird fact of the week. Actually, this is a funny fact too. When AOL was
get ready to laugh.
When AOL was around, like when it was first invented and people were like getting screen names and stuff, you know? Like at my house, we had AOL and my dad's name is Irvin Craig Porter, so ICP is his initials.
Oh dang.
All right. And so like he just initially created the, you know, the username that we did was like ICP111 because that's like he's like the third. And so we just did that as like the username, so like we would get like we all use the same AOL account as a family. And so, like, we would, like, get so many just, like, chats and IMs from people that are just like, hey, man, you an ICP fan and stuff? And, like, my dad, like, got so fed up with it after, like, a few weeks because, like, I don't know when that was, like, when AOL was, like, around, but it was probably, like, the 90s. I'd probably say, like, late 90s is, like, when we got it. Maybe 2000. Probably late 90s.
We got it.
And that's when ICP was kind of, like, at its heyday.
Yeah.
And so he was just doing that, and he was just like, I don't even know what this band, like, he, like, looked at it, was like, Insane Clown Posse, this band is just so weird. Like, what are these guys even doing? Just like, the music kids are listening to is just crazy. And then at the time, I was just like, because there was, like, a time they were, like, ICP was, like, when they were, like, new.
They were kind of famous.
Yeah, they were, like, kind of famous, and, you know.
You have no idea how rich those two people are. They are ridiculously rich.
I have a pretty good idea.
They're two.
Is that your weird fact?
No, but they're
weird fact, Dylan. Go now
Are you looking up one right now?
Well, he's looking up. Are you tweeting?
No. I was trying to figure out because I read in a Spin magazine, I believe it was, how much Faygo at the ICP uses during one show of theirs.
How much Faygo is on their writer?
An obscene amount of money. They don't get paid by Faygo for any of it, which is even more ridiculous.
Why not?
Kager doesn't have any money.
Well, it's probably a combination of they don't have any money and they don't actually want to. They don't want to promote the fact that that they're associated with the Insane Clown Posse.
They should just embrace it.
I mean, they might as well because
they're already pretty associated with it anyway.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm gonna say it's like 1,000 bottles of it.
Let's say it.
But that's either probably low or a little bit high. Like they spent like because they literally like they had a picture of it and they had huge tubs of 2 liter bottles of it, and these guys they actually throw huge 2 liter bottles of the shit into the crowd and hit people in the face with this crap during the
concert. They're probably just like woo woo.
Yeah, they go woo woo, and then they throw it out there and then they just shake it up and spray it at each other and the crowd throughout the entire set, which is so silly. Everything about it is so silly. But I was trying to look it up, and I just found an
Insane Clown Posse quiz.
Quiz it.
All right.
We should have done this.
Quiz it. Quiz it.
ICP once rapped under a different name. What were they called? Insane Carnival Posse? Juggalo Riders?
Uh-oh.
Or Inner City Posse?
You said it.
I think it's the Juggalo Riders.
No, you said Juggalo.
Damn it! How did I do that?
You just got tricked into it. You got so close.
Terrible. No pass for you, Samuel Zena.
Sorry, Sam. Does it give you the answer right away, or do you have to answer all of them?
No,
to give you the answer?
Scroll to the bottom.
All right. Well, we don't have enough time for that. I kind of wish we had done that.
Who was it?
Thing,
just
though.
See what it is.
I'm going to guess Inner City Posse.
That's I'm going to say wrong. Juggalo.
I was going to go with Juggalo. Probably Inner City
Actually,
Posse,
I'm saying
though.
Carnival, whatever that one was, or Carnage.
It doesn't even give me the answer.
What the shit is this stupid?
All it says is you know nothing about ICP or the Dark Carnival.
yeah, and there's carnival rides at this thing too.
Oh yeah, they love carnival. Like, I have a question. What is Caribou Lou?
It's a type of booze.
What the hell is it?
I think it's a type of rum.
I hear because the guy said,
"Oh no, whiskey.
I was drinking a shit ton of Caribou Lou when I threw up everywhere." Oh, I think it's
a merry-go-round or whatever.
It's a
whiskey.
It's a drink made with Bacardi 151.
Oh, it is rum.
That'll get you drunk.
Well.
It's
I was right the first time.
Yeah,
is that the guy that like said he was like, "Oh, it's falling down in the streets, man."
Yeah,
and he's like, "Whatever, one love."
he said one love,
but he said like something like that.
Family.
He said that he got the puke off of his shirt with Raid.
Yeah, he was like, "You're gonna wash the puke off."
I think he said rain.
Did he say
like
rain?
Like it rained.
No, it said rain. Like rain.
Oh, it sounded like he said Raid.
Raid.
I was like, "How are you
like
getting
bug
that
spray?"
Yeah, I was like, "How are you getting it off with a Raid?"
That's
it makes
so
no
gross
sense
that
at all.
He would just like walk around there.
Speaking
like,
of things that you shouldn't spray on your face, that
spray
guy
paint.
Was applying makeup, but it was just spray paint on his face.
And he was like, "It burns. I shouldn't do this." And it's like,
"Yeah, that shit will fuck."
That is actually one of my favorite images in the entire movie. You got the one guy who's spray painting the other guy's face, and the guy has a cigarette dangling out of his mouth.
Oh my god!
While he's putting his hand over the guy's eye, and
it's 2 inches away from a flamethrower.
Exactly. He almost burned off his hand and this guy's entire face.
I think you should like really just walk around one of those festivals with a shirt that just says "Only own it." Mistakes will be made. like that should be like your underlying theme for the entire.
Why did so many people at the gathering have wear signs? There was like that was a strange phenomenon to me.
Well,
that
yeah, like
people
the,
wore signs.
Yeah, like there was that one really sad kid who was there. He's just like,
he just wanted
I'm
to lose
18,
his virginity.
I just want to lose my virginity or whatever. It's just like the saddest thing.
And then
he had a huge sign about it. Too,
like when he's like older,
and the girl,
like,
it was like $1 to see my titties.
Yeah, it was another one. Then the other girl that was just completely naked, dripping on mushrooms, and the guy came up and says, "Can I take a picture with you?"
God,
and then he
so
puts his
weird
head next to her tits, and then he sticks his tongue out and basically just starts licking her
boobs. That was so weird.
And they're just sitting there talking about all the mushrooms that they've been doing. It's so strange. Everything about this movie is so weird.
So,
I love
it. Let's vote, guys. I have a feeling we're gonna have a surprise vote on this one.
Yeah.
Are we?
I think someone is going to be a closet Juggalo. I guess I might as well say it. Juggalo.
Yeah, you already said it.
What do you say?
Should I vote first? I'm going to say no, for obvious reasons. I don't like the band Insane Clown Posse, and I think that's the first step, obviously.
But there's that one song that's really good.
But then,
Magnets, how do they work?
But then beyond that, I don't want to ruin my life by covering my body in shit and doing drugs all the time and hanging out with people who I perceive to be losers. Sorry, guys.
You could be straight edge. That was really harsh criticism of the Juggalos.
Yeah.
My personal
Hey, this is his time to be in a soapbox.
Hey, it's true. He's on his soapbox right now.
And I am not a juggalo, therefore I'm pretty free to think, hey, juggalos, you're really weird. I don't want to be like you.
Okay, hey, juggalos. Hey, little juggalos. Hey,
yeah,
little,
I'm going to go and say no as well, too, just because of all those reasons. And it seems so. It just seems so silly.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do this either.
Unanimous. I can't believe it.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Unanimous.
I mean,
greetings from the outer space.
Sometimes they say things that are kind of like, you know, they have that whole family aspect, which is like good for them. But then I also watched the pregnant lady in that video just sit there reaming cigarettes and getting drunk.
Right.
With three other people. They're saying, we're going to take this baby together. Take this baby. We're going to raise this baby together and make sure raise it in the Juggalo family. It's like you're basically already killing this child. Like, it's
yeah, the child's not set up for success at
yeah,
all.
That was sad when they kept alluding to children that the different
being
people
there,
had.
Of the children actually being at the gathering.
Well, that too, but just like, yeah, we have kids at home. We left them and came here, and just like, man.
Yeah, it's all pretty sad. Pretty sad stuff.
Like, I'm glad you have your own little society, but you got to be responsible.
Yeah, a lot of those people just straight up weren't responsible. Just say every single one of them.
I guess we're ending on a sad note, guys.
Yep, that's what we're doing.
Let's try to bring this back up.
Hey, well, right. Well, the one juggalo that I knew in my life was a nice guy.
Hey.
So there's that.
So, thanks, bye?
Gets dumber every time.
How should it sound?
I don't know.
I
like when it was really rushed.
I don't know. I kind of like how you just went, thanks, bye?
Thank you.
I don't know.
Bye.
I like it better. I like when you said, thanks, bye, and then just turned it off.